Under Darkening Skies by Ray Kingfisher. Performed by Cassandra Campbell. National Socialist German Workers' Party Headquarters, Munich, 1933. The slender man of studious appearance held himself upright, making the most of his modest height as he entered the building. A servant greeted him and politely asked him to follow. They walked without another word along a wide corridor, past a large photograph of a row of SS soldiers saluting the German flag, past a portrait of the Führer, and stopped next to an eagle of gold, its wings spread, its talons clutching an ornate gold ring around a swastika. The servant knocked on the door, was told to enter, and opened the door to reveal a small wood-paneled room with four large upholstered armchairs, two of them set on either side of a roaring log fire. The only man in the room immediately got to his feet.
"Herr Himmler to see you, sir," the servant announced, stepping aside to allow the visitor to enter.
The two men exchanged a vigorous handshake and settled into the armchairs on either side of the fire. By the time they'd exchanged pleasantries about the journey and the weather, the servant had returned with a tray of two drinks and was handing one to each man. No more words were exchanged until the servant had left the room, shutting the door behind him.
"I do like chilled lemonade," the slim, studious-looking man said, taking a sip.
The other, larger man took a gulp of beer.
"You don't know what you're missing, Heinrich."
They put their glasses down on small wooden tables next to their chairs.
"So it would appear that the future is assured," the larger man said.
"Yes, the negative types who stand in the way of progress have finally given in. The party can now concentrate on the job in hand, making our country one to be proud of."
"Have you thought how this affects you, Heinrich? You think I have ambitions on power? That sort of power? I'm merely a humble chicken farmer."
The larger man laughed. "Not that sort of power. But you've exceeded expectations in your political duties. You took the party to the people and convinced them we are right. And you've taken the SS from a club of a few hundred to a potent force of 50,000. We all know how you rise to every challenge, and how popular you are with the Führer.